The meeting took place Tuesday in The Hague after a two-day nuclear security summit. President Obama praised South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for overcoming their differences to discuss a serious threat to regional peace. He emphasized the importance of cooperation on the North Korean nuclear issue.
Over the last 5 years, close coordination between our three countries has succeeded in changing the game with North Korea. And our trilateral cooperation has sent a strong signal to Pyongyang that its provocations and threats will be met with a unified response.
Mr. Obama said the three discussed steps to deepen diplomatic and military cooperation, including joint military exercises and missile defense against Pyongyang. He said further discussions will take place next month during his visit to Seoul and Tokyo. The South Korean president stressed the importance of a united response to North Korea, but also called on the North to choose a peaceful path.
Should North Korea embark on the path to denuclearization on the basis of sincerity, then there will be a way for it to address the difficulties confronting North Korean people. The United States has worked very hard to make these meetings happen. I sincerely hope that this meeting will offer a chance for us to reaffirm our trilateral coordination and strengthen the cooperation on the nuclear front.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe agreed.
Particularly, it is extremely important that we are able to confirm close cooperation among Japan, the United States, and the Republic of Korea on the issue of North Korea, the three countries who would like to cooperate so that North Korea will be able to take a positive stance with regard to the nuclear and missile issue.
Japan and South Korea have several unresolved issues, including Japan's refusal to apologize again for crimes committed during its colonization of Korea. Former top U.S. diplomat Richard Armitage told an audience this week that painful historic injustices take time to heal and that it is in Japan's interest to continue apologizing for as long as necessary.
Without the resolution of this historical issue, the cacophony of noise surrounding these issues is so great that the real story of Japan, and particularly the historical story of the last 70 years, can't be heard. And that's a historical record of enormous generosity, of enormous achievement, of enormous, as I say, respect for human rights and human freedoms.
North Korea was also on the agenda during a meeting between President Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the nuclear summit. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.